Module 2, Scouting for Elk, Chapter 1, Resources for Scouting. Regardless of the topic or context, nearly everyone nowadays turns to the internet to answer any questions they might have. The fact that you signed up for an online course supports that. When you want to learn about any topic, you no longer need to go to the library or open an encyclopedia. Instead, you pull out your phone, crack open your laptop, or fire up some other connected device. You can take this same digital approach for scouting an elk hunting area too. Internet search information. Before you start searching for information on your elk hunting area through Google, be sure to visit the direct source and reference the Game and Fish website for the state you intend to hunt. The links for many of those websites can be found in the website or app version of Module 1. Oftentimes, you can find very valuable information that is specific to the unit or the area of the state you are planning to hunt. When it comes to making broader web searches, make sure you use keywords that will lead you to exactly what you're looking for. Instead of searching for elk in Wyoming, which will return a ton of information, much of which won't be valuable to you, search for more specific information about the area you are going to be hunting. Search for Wyoming Elk Unit 98, if that is where you plan to hunt. You can even get weapon specific and search for Wyoming Archery Elk Unit 98. Additionally, instead of using the unit number, you can also get area specific intel by using geographic or topographic features that are notable in the area. Named peaks or passes, forest names, trails and trailheads, named waterways, etc. For example, if you are looking at maps and notice that Sherman Pass is a place in the unit you are considering for your Wyoming elk hunt, then search for Elk Hunting Sherman Pass, Wyoming, and see if there are any helpful results. Even a generic search for Sherman Pass, Wyoming can yield a ton of information related to the area, trails, roads, even images of the actual area. If you're searching for elk hunting information for a particular area, you'll often find that some of the best results can come from elk hunting forums. There are dozens of hunting forums on the web, and many of them contain helpful posts on specific areas. If you're lucky, you'll find some posts referencing the specific areas you are researching, and forums can be a great place to ask questions as well. A few of my favorite hunting-related forums are, obviously, the forums at elk101.com, Randy Newberg's Hunt Talk forums, Bowsight has a lot of helpful information within their big game forums, and the hunting forums found at rockslide.com are another great resource. Local resources. The internet might be the first place that most people look for information, but it might not always be the best location to find what you're looking for. What if there was someone that had firsthand experience in the exact area you were scouting? What if there was someone who knew the area so well and they had a solid grasp of the terrain, the elk habitat, the access, the hunting pressure, and the finer details about the elk population, the age class, the bull-to-cow ratio, etc.? What if you could talk to that person? Maybe you can. It might take a little digging, but you can usually get the contact information for wildlife biologists or game management officials that are responsible for the area you are scouting. These individuals make their living by understanding and managing the game you want to hunt, and they can be a fantastic resource. Make a phone call to the main wildlife management office in the state you're planning to hunt and ask them to connect you to the office or person, wildlife biologist, game management official, field officer, that is responsible for the area you are interested in. When speaking to one of these individuals, it's imperative that you are prepared with specific questions about specific areas you want to gain more information about. These folks get bombarded with generic questions about a unit or area, so the more prepared you are to tap into their knowledge, the more information you'll probably be able to extract from them. If you can demonstrate that you've done your homework and are looking to add to your information, they'll oftentimes be much more willing to give you some true nuggets of information. Calling one of these individuals and asking them, "Where would you suggest I go elk hunting?" is going to get you a very canned and often repeated answer. Do some homework ahead of time and give them specific scenarios and questions that they can speak to. Your call should include details such as, "I'm thinking about hunting near Sherman Pass during the early archery season and will be making my approach from the Maystone Trail. At what elevation have you seen the most rutting activity in that area during that time? Or, is the Maystone Trail heavily trafficked during the first half of September? demonstrate that you've already tapped into all the information available on the area and you're looking for more detailed current information. The statistics for the previous year's hunts are trending in a positive direction. Is the herd still healthy after this winter, and do you feel this will be another good year for this area? Everyone wants good information, but many hunters don't spend enough time thinking about the specific information they need. Put some effort into your research and preparation, and you'll get value out of the information you receive. Mapping resources. If you want to understand elk country, you need to know how to look at it. First, you need to have a map. Secondly, you need to understand what you are looking at on that map. Lastly, you need to know what you are looking for on that map. The most helpful type of map for outdoor pursuits is also the most common type of map, and that is a topographic map. A topographic map represents a three-dimensional landscape on a two-dimensional surface. We can't see height or depth on a paper or on a screen, but a topographic map can give us a representation of height and depth via contours. A contour is a line that connects points of equal elevation. So if you walked along any contour line on a topographic map, you would remain at the exact same elevation the entire time. However, if you begin to cross over contour lines, you are either gaining or losing elevation. Every fifth contour line on a topographic map is called an index contour, which is a visibly thicker line with a marked elevation. It's important to look at the elevation scale of the map, which can be determined by observing the change in elevation between index contours. On many topographic maps, the change in elevation between any two index contours is 200 feet. Finally, the spacing between contour lines determines how steep or how gradual the change in elevation is in that area. For example, in the map that's listed in the image in the online course, there are large contour intervals at the bottom of the map compared to the very small contour intervals at the top center of the map. The area at the top of the map has a much steeper incline as the contour lines are very close together, and the area at the bottom of the map has a relatively flat surface as those contour lines are spaced further apart. Topographic maps excel at representing the 3D height and depth of terrain, the elevation changes that form ridgelines, saddles, ridges, valleys, and other features. Topographic maps can also be helpful for identifying other aspects of an area, such as water sources, lakes, ponds, rivers, creeks, springs, and streams, as well as roads, trails, named terrain peaks, passes, canyons, valleys, etc. Clearly, water sources, roads, and trails all play a huge role in elk hunting, and the specific terrain features in an area can help you refine your research of the area, as I mentioned previously. Understanding what certain terrain features are, as well as how they can affect your hunt, will be incredibly valuable when I talk about elk habitat in the coming chapters. Here are a few features that you'll encounter in elk country. Reference the attached map in the web version or the app. Number one, a saddle. A saddle is a low point between two areas of higher ground. A saddle is most easily identified as a low spot between two hilltops or peaks, but a saddle can also be simply a dip in a ridgeline. If you are in a saddle, you have high ground in two opposing directions and low ground in the other two directions. A saddle can often be identified by contour lines that form an hourglass shape on a topographic map. Number two, a ridge. A ridge is a long line of sloping ground with higher elevation in only one direction. If you are standing on a ridge, you have low ground falling off two opposite sides and a high-low line running the other two directions. A ridge line is a primary line of high ground, often connecting peaks or hilltops from which other terrain features originate. Number three, a valley. A valley is a long stretch of lowlands commonly formed by waterways in which three directions have higher ground and one direction has lower ground. Usually, two opposing inclines are very apparent, while the opposing high-low line, the valley floor, may be less distinguishable. Look for the direction of the water flow to determine the high-low direction of the valley floor. A bench. A bench isn't a primary or formal topographical feature, although it is very commonly referenced in hunting. A bench is a flat, or at least comparatively flat, area that exists on the rise of a ridge. A ridge will climb and climb, flatten out to a bench temporarily, and then will continue to climb to the ridge peak. Benches are often found midway up a ridgeside. Number 5, a draw. A draw or cut is similar to a valley in that it is an area of low ground with higher elevation in only one direction. A valley is typically long and parallel to a ridgeline, whereas a draw is commonly smaller, steeper, and usually perpendicular to the main ridge. A draw is commonly created by water flow or rock fall, and is identified by U or V-shaped cuts perpendicular to a ridge where the narrow portion of the U or the V is pointing to higher elevation. A spur is the opposite of a draw. A spur is typically the high ground that is left between two draws or cuts. A spur features U or V-shaped contours where the narrow portion of the U or V-shape point to lower elevations. And lastly, a hilltop or a peak. A hilltop or peak is an area of high ground where the surrounding ground loses elevation in all directions. Hilltops and peaks can easily be identified on topographic maps by looking for contour lines that form complete concentric circles. There are dozens of places to find topographic maps, but I'll mention a few that you should definitely know about. First and foremost, understand that official topographic maps are created, managed, and distributed by the United States Geological Survey, USGS. At the USGS website, you can browse and purchase the most up-to-date official topographic maps. There are also numerous other online tools that allow you to interactively explore topographic maps and offer additional tools such as measuring, marking and saving points, swapping between different versions of base maps, etc. A few of those online tools that you should definitely check out are CalTopo, the ACME Mapper, and the ArcGIS. All of these are linked and referenced in the app and in the website version of the online course. If you're looking for a printed topographic map to carry with you in the field, mytopo.com provides a service that allows you to create a custom, just-for-you map according to the specific size, zoom level, and coverage area you want. You can also include hunting unit boundaries and much more. Similarly, Onyx Maps provides an online resource with a mapping service as well that is definitely worth checking out. Elk hunting in the West brings with it a full spectrum of unknowns. In fact, I've dedicated an entire module in this course just to common challenges associated with elk hunting. In that module, I'll discuss the potential frustrations that can come with forest fires, but since we are talking about mapping resources in this module, I want to include resources that can be helpful in keeping up to date on fire activity. Additionally, these resources can provide information about past fire activity and alert you to the possibility of finding heavily burned areas that other maps might not show. For current forest fire activity, I use the maps found at fsapps.nwcg.gov or the insaweb.nwcg.gov website. My favorite resource for monitoring current fires, as well as seeing the effects of previous fires, is found at GeoMac at www.geomac.gov/viewer. Again, all of these resources are linked through the website and app version of the online course. The USGS GeoMac fire map has a ton of information, including current active fires, fire data by year, and my favorite, the current and previous year fire perimeters. In the web and app version, you'll find a video that shows an overview of how to use the GeoMac fire maps to find your way around. In addition to being a powerful resource for researching your hunts, an insider membership by GoHunt.com has some awesome mapping features as well. If you reference back to the previous module for more information on an insider membership by GoHunt, but don't overlook the opportunity to link your statistical research together with the mapping software that can be found at GoHunt.com. And just as a reminder, as a member of the online course, you have an exclusive opportunity to sign up for an insider membership, and they'll send you a free $50 gift card to the Elk 101 store that you'll be able to use on your next purchase of elk hunting gear. As you can see, there are a lot of resources available at your fingertips to help you acquire information that will establish a strong foundation for a successful elk hunt. I definitely utilize all of these resources to some level in all of my hunt planning and scouting, but I feel that the most powerful scouting resource I've access to once I have gathered this information is Google Earth. If you're ready to learn how to use Google Earth to scout for elk, we'll jump into the next chapter.